Proclamation number 8161, dated the April 27th, 1962. Fully maturing the soul. Miracle healing. Compulsory faith. Let the flow of my strength of love take effect in you. Open yourselves and constantly receive light and strength from above, and thereby provide your soul with the opportunity to mature fully in order to enter my kingdom in a perfect state when the hour of its passing away from this earth has come. The soul is the spiritual essence within you, which can only be given spiritual gifts, which requires spiritual nourishment for its path through earthly life. The soul is that which continues to exist when the body disintegrates, for the latter is transient as long as it still serves immature substances as a shell, which shall be released again if they have not joined the soul during earthly life, if they did not become spiritualized during earthly life, which is indeed possible but only happens rarely. Then matter will dissolve and release the tiny spiritual particles, which take on new shapes again for further development. The soul, however, has reached its final stage of development on earth, and you should spend all your care on making sure that it will accomplish its final maturity and be able to return as a spirit of light into the kingdom which is its true home. And it can only attain this final maturity if it allows itself to be constantly illuminated by me, if it accepts light and strength from me directly by consciously entrusting itself to me, by opening itself and allowing my flow of love to permeate it, by listening to me when I address it in order to nourish it and quench its thirst, in order to administer the right food which guarantees its full maturity on earth. And the soul will feel the flow of my love's strength, because it will never remain ineffective where all opposition has been broken. The fact that you humans don't feel the same effect physically has to be understandable to you, because I will not exert any form of compulsory faith on you and your fellow human beings as long as people have to freely decide as to whether they want to accept or reject the nourishment for the soul which I offer to them from above, the word, which I impart to them directly and which nevertheless must not be so evidently demonstrated as to force people into believing. Try to understand that you have to believe with free will. Your own deliberation, kind-hearted activity and a close bond with me have to result in this belief. And my working through a person's spirit should also just be, believe it but must not be verifiable. Yet every unusual manifestation would already be considered proof which would be detrimental to other people's souls. You must still distinguish between body and soul. Your soul's perfection will be achieved through your inner life, which indeed will also be externally recognizable through deeds of love, and the body must, as far as possible, adapt to the soul's wishes. It must not resist its desire and be used as an indicator of my illumination of love for a person, on account of which even a sick body can shelter a healthy soul within itself as long as this body has to fulfill a task which shall benefit fellow human beings. For they, in turn, shall be guided into faith purely through my word, not through miracles like the sudden recovery of a sick body, although I also let such miracles happen if the strength of a strong faith is demonstrated, for I will not disappoint a strong faith. Single quote, but I know at all times whether and how I gain people so that they will attain a living faith. I also know what will serve every soul's salvation. But my love will never remain ineffective, even if you yourselves are unable to recognize a result. Amen.